Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, October 10. Coming up, ArtPum reopens Help Haiti bank account, Senate approves proposed ban on styrofoam, and Justice Ministry benefits from increased investment. The news in detail after this message.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ARTPEM, has reactivated the Help Haiti bank account to facilitate donations from persons wishing to help the country recover from Hurricane Matthew. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says while ARTPEM is accepting provisions such as tarpaulins, bottled water, and non-perishable foods, the agency was appealing for financial support.
Why they emphasize financial assistance is because storage, shipping, and delivery is challenging for not only persons who are sending, especially when you are an individual who wishes to support and you're coordinating a large number of persons who wish to input, but certainly ensuring that the appropriate items are purchased and sent to the appropriate official recipients is something which ARTPEM seeks to manage quite closely.
Cash donations may be made to any branch of the National Commercial Bank NCB account number 21238-7304. Permanent Secretary in the Justice Ministry, Carol Palmer, says just under $100 million was allocated by the ministry to acquire 12 new vehicles for judges. Mrs. Palmer says the move is part of continued efforts by the ministry to improve the justice system. She says utility vehicles are also being purchased to bring the total expenditure on vehicles to $137 million. Mrs. Palmer was speaking at a recent sensitization session on justice services in St. Andrew. Air conditioning units and 14 photocopiers have also been acquired for courthouses across the island with support from the United States Embassy. The equipment is aimed at improving the working conditions in the courts. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, will be implementing measures to deal with the expected increased demand for its services during the upcoming Christmas season. Deputy Chief Executive Officer of Operations, Carlene Henry, says the agency will be deploying additional staff at the ports, as well as increasing the number of customer service agents to assist with queries.
The JCA will also provide additional staff for customer service because in this time, we realize that persons need information. They have complaints to be resolved, and the customer service staff is where that authority lies with regards to providing the resolution for all the different complaints and services.
Additionally, opening hours will be extended to facilitate the processing of declarations. These temporary measures are to take effect during the first week of December. And the Senate has approved a motion proposing a ban on the use of styrofoam containers and plastic bags locally. The motion, mooted by Government Senator Matthew Samuda, was supported following an extensive debate during a recent sitting of Senate.
My specific proposal calls for Jamaica to ban the importation of plastic bags below 50-gallon capacity and all finished goods made from styrofoam, and that we further curtail the production of said items in Jamaica unless they include that enzyme which makes them biodegradable.
Mr. Samuda says there is a growing list of private companies that have decided to ban the use of styrofoam and plastic bags. He cites Red Stripe as an example, noting that the company has prohibited the use of styrofoam in its daily operations. He adds that styrofoam containers and plastic bags comprise approximately 50% of the non-biodegradable waste generated locally, which poses dangerous environmental and health risks for Jamaica. The motion was unanimously accepted across the Senate and is expected to go before a multi-stakeholder committee under the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation's Environment Portfolio for consideration and action. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Soyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.